You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's Political Commentary.
With Max Harris this morning. Kia ora, Max. How are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. Yeah, really well, thanks. How about you?
Really good, thank you. Pleased to be chatting with you amidst all the chaos of the headlines this week. There's lots to get stuck into. We're going to start with Winston. Winston Peters, as Foreign Minister, has been over at the UN urging for a ceasefire in Gaza and discussing other things as well. What do you make of this turn of events? It is definitely being heralded by some as finally.
Yeah, this was quite a surprise. So, yeah, Winston Peters as Foreign Minister, showing up at the UN, as you say, really saying the situation in Gaza is a catastrophe, also supporting the work of UNRWA, the UN Relief and Works Agency, which is supporting Palestinian refugees and has been in the spotlight. It has been a long time coming. I mean, yeah, first, I guess, with the positive side, this probably does continue a long New Zealand history of trying to take principled stances internationally. We've now had months of, you know, what the International Court of Justice says is plausibly genocidal conduct in Gaza by Israel. Protests every week in New Zealand calling for New Zealand to take a stronger position. So, as you say, lots of people would say, finally, and some would say, this is at last a welcome move.
This has obviously been something that opposition parties have been pushing for a long time, but the government's been very cautious about the way it's approached this. What does this mean, do you think, from the sort of triple-header government that we've currently got at the moment? Does it mean any shifting in internal sentiments, in your opinion?
A slight shift. Yes, as you say, sort of several months ago, Winston Peters came out in Parliament and said something close to a ceasefire was warranted, but didn't quite go that far. And then the government has been very quiet in the face of very vocal protests. What's interesting is that this comes at the same time as there's been a noticeable shift in the US as well from President Biden. And I think this follows the killing of some foreign aid workers by Israel, which seems to have tipped the balance in a number of countries that were previously supportive of Israel or quiet. There's still a lot more that I think this New Zealand government could be doing. There have been calls for humanitarian visas for Palestinians. There have been calls for greater accountability for Israel, including in complying with those International Court of Justice orders. I think the key point is this is a shift that sort of comes at the same time as a shift in other countries as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's have a bit of a chat about the Prime Minister, Chris Luxon, at the moment. There's been quite a few headlines this week talking about the way he's being perceived by the public at the moment, a discussion about whether his popularity is waning rapidly. Is that something that you think is a fair observation? Where is it coming from, this discussion at the moment, Max?
Yes, so there was a new poll out this week, and it was widely reported as showing that, you know, Prime Minister Chris Luxon found his popularity crashing, and there have been multiple polls showing this, that though the government is has some support ahead of, or the National Party has some support ahead of the Labour Party, that when it comes to the personal favourability of Luxon versus others as well, that more people dislike him than like him, that his net favourability is in the minuses. And I think what's really interesting about this is usually at the stage of the cycle, and you would see a bit of a honeymoon for prime ministers. You definitely saw this for John Key, and this hasn't happened for Luxon. This might be seen as a sign of real concerns about a range of things this government's brought in, including the Treaty Principles Bill, a fast-track approvals bill. But there have been sort of concerns going back even further that Luxon is seen as out of touch, that he's not as popular with the voters as past prime ministers. And so I think this will give comfort to people opposing the government. They would still want Nationals' popularity to come down further. But it does raise real questions for the National Party.
It's going to be an interesting one to follow for sure. Let's talk a wee bit about public sector job cuts, because that's been the big thing this week. We've seen some huge, huge announcements from, particularly yesterday, we saw a lot of jobs at DOC that are going to be removed in the back office. We've heard a lot about NIWA losing a lot of jobs. Previous to that, we've seen a lot, basically every government department is having to trim down to fit in with the requirements from the finance minister at the moment. What's your observation on this? It feels pretty dramatic from an observation, you know, perspective, I guess, that we're seeing in the headlines right now.
Yep. So as people might know, the finance minister directed all ministries to cut their spending by between 6.5% and 7.5%. And yeah, this has meant hundreds of job losses at various departments and ministries. And yeah, I'd say it goes even further than just a sort of trim. I mean, this is chunks of public service expertise being taken. These are jobs that are lost, you know, families that will be affected. My observations on this are that I think we've had quite a depleted public sector for some decades now in New Zealand, and that capacity in the public sector needs to be built back if we are going to have strong infrastructure and robust public services. And in my view, cuts like this do very little to build back that capacity. Mm. They also create a lot of uncertainty in the public sector for people who might look to be employed in the public sector. So I think this is a real backward step. May also have broader economic impacts at a time that the economy is going backwards, more people losing their jobs, fewer people being able to spend on top of the kind of human impact. I think it's quite concerning. Maybe just to address one counter-argument, there have been a few stories about how there were lots of jobs added over the last year. But to me, I think this is about the ongoing project of trying to build back capacity, as in the skill in the public sector. I think this is quite worrying. In the UK, it's known as austerity, this kind of program of cuts, and it's really devastated the UK economy.
Briefly, because there's so much to talk about on this one, but I did want to touch on it with you. Whaikaha, the disability services sector, has also seen some massive cuts. There's been so much to unpack, I think, in this one that it's possibly been a bit overlooked in some discussions in the media at the moment. But what do you think is the most important thing people need to know about the changes happening there at the moment, Max?
Yeah, so I think several weeks ago, I think the most important thing for people to know is that there was this what was perceived by the disabled community as the sudden cut with no consultation, where there was a loss of respite funding, so in particular support funding for carers for disabled people. And this has led to a huge outpouring of concern and alarm and anxiety from the disabled community. I think maybe the final most important point on this is what I've heard from people in the disabled community quoted in the media is that they want people to understand the cumulative impact of everything that this government is doing. So all of these cuts adding up across the board, cuts to public transport support, cuts to benefit levels, cuts to the public service, that all of these add up, and that when you get one news story, you might not get a sense of what that means in a person's lives and the lives of their families. And I think, I really encourage people to go away and read about this and to push for those cuts to be reversed, as the disabled community has called for.
Well, Max, thank you so much for your time this morning. Great to wade through these very, very broad headlines that are going on at the moment. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Thanks so much. Have a good one, Rachel.
Kia ora, you too.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.